Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. If this is the first time you've taken an ACLS class, you may not understand some of the anxiety that more tenured healthcare professionals experience as their recert date approaches. Not so long ago, students in an ACLS class were required to run a megacode all by themselves, as well as pass the written exam without any assistance. Healthcare professionals that rarely run codes were held to the same standard as an ER physician or a cardiologist. Today's ACLS classes, students are still required to run a megacode as well as pass the written exam, but with two big differences. Those differences, and tips to maximize changes, are today's Pass ACLS tip topic. First, for the megacode. The person being tested is acting as team leader. Here are some tips to help in the team leader role. You can use your reference cards for help with algorithms and your teammates for ideas and assistance. Remember, every megacode will result in the patient going into cardiac arrest. So, ensuring that good, uninterrupted CPR is being done at all times is our first focus. If you ever get where you feel at a loss during the megacode, ensure that good CPR is being done, then consult with your team. After ensuring good CPR, your actions will be based on the patient's symptoms or ECG rhythm to determine which algorithm. You can use your teammates to verify your assessment of the rhythm the patient is in and provide treatment actions as well. If, during the megacode, you're unsure what to do, just ask, "Does anybody have any ideas?" Or, "Does everyone concur with my assessment and plan?" You and everyone on your team can use your class's quick reference cards to guide your actions, provide you possible medication options, and reversible causes of cardiac arrest. The team should practice closed-loop communication to ensure the clarity of orders, speak up to pause interventions that may be incorrect, and ask for clarification even if the slightest doubt exists. As the team leader, you can and should delegate tasks such as CPR coach and code scribe to improve efficiency. In your real-life work area, it may be helpful to ensure that some of the reference cards similar to the ones used in your class are available on your crash cart or part of your AED kit. The second thing that's changed in ACLS is that students may also use their approved course reference materials as aids while completing the written exam. Some questions on the test are low-level, rote memory, while others are scenario-based and will require you to understand the patient's history, identify the rhythm on the ECG, and correlate that to answer specific questions about possible causes and treatments. I suggest that you go through the exam and answer questions for which you're fairly confident you know the answer, then return to answer the remaining questions with the help of your reference cards or textbook. Some questions on the written exam assume that you have already ruled out other possible causes of bradycardia, tachycardia, or stroke. For example, if a question asks what you should do first for a patient with stroke-like symptoms, and all of the answers are treatment specific to stroke, you can assume that actions to rule out other possible causes, such as checking a blood sugar and SaO2, have already been done and addressed. While taking the exam, if you have trouble understanding a question or think there is more than one correct answer, ask the instructor or exam proctor for clarification. Just like I started producing these Tip of the Day episodes to help you pass ACLS, that's what they're there for as well. Use them. I hope that you find these tips helpful when you team lead the megacode and take your written ACLS exam. Be sure to push the plus, subscribe, or follow button in your listening app so you can get a new ACLS tip daily. While you're there, consider clicking the link and making a donation to the American Cancer Society. Every donation is appreciated and makes a difference in the battle against breast cancer. I'm here to help you pass ACLS. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.